The Be'er Halacha brings that Magen Avraham and most Achrayim say that going from one room to another is considered Shinoi Makim, just that being able to see one's original location helps to exempt one from making a new bracha. However, the Be'er Halacha continues that according to this, if one would be eating foods which do not need a bracha in their original location, then one would have to take care not to leave that room to a place one cannot see, which would mean one couldn't go from the dining room to the kitchen in the middle of a meal, unless one could see from the dining room to the kitchen. And this is very difficult, and he writes, it's not our minhag to be careful about this. Accordingly, the Be'er Halacha brings that many Rishonim equate room to room with going from corner to corner within a single room, which is never considered a shinoi makom. And according to these Rishonim, only going from one building to another, or one house to another, obligates a new bracha rishayna. Accordingly, the Be'er Halacha concludes that while lechatchila one should not go from one room to another like most achrayim, one cannot protest against those who are lenient. In fact, b'diavad, one should not say a bracha if one went from one room to a room during a non-bread meal, because it would be sofek brachas lahakel.